RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews Mississippi Grind, playing this weekend at Tampa Theater.
You don't see too many movies set in Dubuque, Iowa. Start naming places that come to mind when someone says to name the anti-Las Vegas, and Dubuque is a perfect addition. Beginning here and winding down south along the river, off and on riverboats and through shady poker halls, down to New Orleans, Mississippi Grind is a throwback to 1970s buddy road trip movies. It owes a lot to Robert Altman's 1974 film California Split, way more than just the obvious connection, gambling. Unfortunately, our protagonists this time around are poorly developed and sometimes downright unbelievable, a serious mistake for earnest filmmakers. Gambling films are difficult to pull off. Slicker films, such as Rounders and 21, are all flash and pretty faces. The Vegas set bunch are in a separate genre, such as Casino, and a few rise above them all, such as The Sting and Croupier. Mississippi Grind's closest kin is 2003's Owning Mahoney. In that film, Philip Seymour Hoffman played one of the most tragic characters I have ever seen, a man who needs to lose. He could be up hundreds of thousands of dollars at poker or craps, and he really would not be happy until he completed the thrill of losing it all. Jerry, played by Ben Mendelsohn, could be Mahoney's little brother. Jerry is well on his way toward bottom. He's not quite there yet, as he still has a bit more to lose, but he's close. Because of Jerry's never-acknowledged gambling addiction, his wife and young daughter are long gone. He appears to be Dubuque's worst realtor, is in way too deep with the local bookie, and plays a CD titled 200 Poker Tells on repeat. When Jerry coincidentally crosses paths with the flashy and confident Curtis, played by Ryan Reynolds, he hangs on to what he is sure is his lucky charm. After they hit it big at the track, Jerry convinces Curtis to stake him in a series of poker tournaments as they travel south, down toward a huge buy-in game to win the big score. A lot of this comes off as pipe dreams. Jerry is not a stable guy, and while he's not the worst gambler, he's not the best either. Yet, Mississippi Grind is not about poker skills and calling bluffs. It's about two opposite personality characters traveling a seldom-filmed road for wildly different reasons. Jerry keeps talking about how he just can't catch a break, a familiar refrain from gamblers who lack the will to call it quits. Curtis is far more opaque. He is at worst written poorly, or at least underdeveloped. To the film's detriment, Curtis is not believable. His attachment to and vision for Jerry does not work. Curtis claims he doesn't care about winning, a statement as alien to Jerry as saying he doesn't care about breathing. Curtis waxes Kerouac and says the journey is the destination. Co-writers and directors Anna Boden and Ryan Fleck never tie this up. Curtis is a drifter with a murky past, a nebulous present, and a shaded future. The audience never gets to know this guy. Working with Andrzej Perek, the same director of photography for all of their films, including Half Nelson and It's Kind of a Funny Story, Boden and Fleck chose 2 perf 35mm film to shoot on. This produces a grainy, uber 1970s feel. It looks like there is a layer of cigarette smoke caked on the screen. Exactly what every poker hall and casino in the Midwest looks like. Every time Jerry and Curtis arrive in a town, be it St. Louis, Memphis, or Little Rock, Perek shows us still shots of not only the town's major landmarks, but its blue-collar diners and decaying infrastructure. I do not believe this is the filmmaker's attempt to set the scene. Instead, they are showing towns we never see anymore in movies. These are the perfect places to find folks trying not to be found, in rural gambling dens and seedy dog tracks. Ben Mendelsohn and Ryan Reynolds are playing the latter-day George Segal and Elliot Gould. Once again, we witness a gambler react to losing it all, and even wondering what it all means when he thinks he has won it all. Perhaps that is the feeling gambling addicts fear most. If they actually win the big score, then what? What comes next? If there is nothing left to gamble for, facing real responsibility must scare them way more than losing a couple grand over one poker hand. That is why I give Mississippi Grind 2 out of 4 stars.
Mississippi Grind is rated R, playing this weekend at Tampa Theater. RadioSt.Pete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit CharlieJewell, JUHL.com.